Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and we've been talking about all the different aspects of recognizing God's movement in our lives, how he speaks to us, how to test what we hear, and then how to act on that. So we've been giving some little homework over the past few months, and I'm hoping that the simplicity of those things have been easy enough for you to try new things, to get out of your comfort zone. One of the things God is always teaching us is to rely on him rather than our own soul, our own strengths, or even our weaknesses. A lot of times we rely on our weaknesses just as much as we do on our strengths to meet our needs. But his goal for us is that we would have all of our needs met by him. Think of that. Already met all of your needs. Think of a time in your life where you were the most content and felt the safest and most secure and accepted and loved. That's nothing compared to what God has for you, what God has for me. And he wants us to experience that in this life. God created you with needs, not so that they would go unmet, but to give us a reason to go to him to get those needs met. Now, we get confused about what our needs and what our wants, but even those things that you want, if they lead you to him, if they're turning you to depend on him, not to please him or manipulate him or to use him, but to let him reveal himself to you, to give himself to you. This is a real foreign concept to so many of us. We are just so used to the idea that it's all about us pleasing him. But you already have. He's not needy. He doesn't need to be pleased or glorified or honored. He's doing quite well. Desire, though, is to satisfy his nature, which is to love, which is shown by giving. When it comes down to the simplicity of what is he doing in your life, he's making you able to receive him. We talk about the potter and the clay and the new wineskin and a new kingdom and a new heaven and a new earth. That these can receive what God wants to share, what he wants to give. And it's not up to us to decide how he does that, in what order, in what timing. And this is why we start with the importance of being able to hear his voice and to to turn to Him always with whatever wounds, whatever challenges, whatever questions, to turn to Him first. Everything branches off from that root. He gave you the question so He could give you the answer. Why did this happen? Why am I like this? God, why did you do this? Why did you allow this to happen? He wants you to ask those questions because He wants to answer them. And what's really going on in your heart is not about the question or even the answer. It's about the need. The area in your life, in your soul, that lacks God. And again, this is why we each have our own pathway, our own circumstances. And yet there's a commonality, because we're all here on this earth at this time, knowing Him and what He's already revealed. You know, there are times and seasons where God reveals things in the eons, in the ages. He reveals Himself in new and different ways. And what if He was on the cusp of doing that again? Would we be willing and able, would we be able to recognize that a movement, that a new thing was from Him, that new wine was God Himself? Or would we resist and reject Him because He doesn't come the way we expect Him to, the way we want Him to, or even the way we've been told He would? But when you know His voice and you know His character by experience, that trust is already there. The trust that what He's doing is love, is healing, is joy, regardless of what He asks of us, we're willing to do it because we trust Him by experience. We don't know what He's going to do next. We don't know what He's doing right now. And that's probably for the best. Because what He is doing in us is what matters to you and I. Staying focused on God meeting your needs. If there's an area where He wants your assistance, He wants your availability to be involved in what He's doing on a larger scale, it will still be just an outgrowth of what He is doing in you. Say He's removing your reliance on your soul to satisfy control over how you spend your time. And He starts putting you in situations of ministry that you had not even dreamed of. It's not punishment. It's not, oh, that you have a special anointing. It's no. It's freeing you from reliance on your soul. And yeah, He may use you to overturn your country. But what's important is the work He's doing in each one of us as individuals. Now, God gives us an experience of His heart. Again, He loves. That's His character, His nature. It's all summed up in love. And it's not something that we can try to quantify or qualitatively describe. It's by experience. But love is an action. And what does that action look like? Giving, sharing, creating, pouring out. And God being God, if you poured out his true nature on this earth, it probably would not be able to contain it. But so he does it in small doses, over eons, and across the globe. Because we are what's important to him. You and I, becoming one, spirit, soul, and body, so that we could receive all the eternal life that we already have in our spirit. There's a simplicity in the devotion to Christ, and yet it's hard because we have enemies. And again, God, our three enemies, the world system, the devil and his little buddies, and our worst enemy is our self-life, our flesh, our way of doing things ourselves. God, as we overcome the world, and that's like peer pressure and time, there's a life and a death in this world system. But it's part of our being here on this earth. And yet, already overcome it, because God did, because Jesus did. I have overcome the world. You have overcome the world. Now we're working that out. We're walking it out. What is out in is being worked out. But that's something we just do on a daily basis. And we start with where he changes, puts his finger on things in our lifestyle that has to change. For instance, just to start. Then there's the devil and his little buddies. And having an understanding without having an infatuation, but recognizing that the devil and the demons have already also been overcome, and that they are here for the same purpose, to give us something to overcome. Without mountains in our way, we would not know how to overcome mountains. And God wants us to know how to overcome mountains, how to speak to the mountain that it would be removed. Not pray to God to do it, but you speak to your mountain for it to be removed. He wants us to experience the power and the authority of being a spirit being, a living spirit being. And how do we do that? But by experience. So these are areas, the overcoming these two enemies are part and parcel of our existence here on this earth. And we're just going to learn how to do it. But our real challenge, our very personal challenge, is overcoming the strength of our soul. Because it is very personal. And it's so hard to get help from one another. All we can do really is encourage one another to depend on God, to ask him for help. Each one of us, our soul is so unique, and our soul's history and strengths and weaknesses is so unique that God, and God has created that so that he could be our personal Savior. The way he reveals himself to me is different than the way he reveals himself to you. Because your soul is different. Now, he's of course, he doesn't change. It's not that he's a different kind of God for you than he is for me. But he's, your wineskin is different than my wineskin. So we resist the temptation to continually look for the five easy steps. Or if I just do this, if I just attend the right church or have the right person pray for me or find the right scripture, then my needs will be met. My hurt will go away. My wounds will be healed. The answers to my question will arise. Things will calm down in my family or my work or my community. But no, God wants to talk to you about what's going on in your soul, in your heart, your mind, your will, and your emotions, in your community, in your family, in your life. He wants to talk to you. He created those things going on so you would ask him about it. Tell him your need. Tell him your hurt. Remember, there's absolutely nothing going on in you that he doesn't know about. And he doesn't hold it against you. He knows what he has for you. And he wants to give you the assurance that your tomorrow will bring contentment and joy and satisfaction. It will be worth it. It may not be 12 hours from now. It may not be 12 days from now or 12 weeks or months. But there will come a point in time where you look back and you see where he has taken you. And you will be able to say, I'm so glad I agreed to doing things his way. Now, one of the reasons we want to do things our way is to limit the pain, the embarrassment, to control how others see us or how we see ourselves. And those are exactly the things God is removing, taking away our right to control. But it's a process. And it's, again, time-based and circumstance-based, but he has it all under control for you. And a lot of times in different families, there's a spiritual person. Oh, he's the spiritual one in the family. Not for God. Each one of us is the spiritual one in the family. If you've been born again, you are the spirit one in your family. And if every single one of you has been born again, each one of you is the spirit one in your family. Every day, every circumstance is an opportunity to turn to God and receive more in your soul, which you've already received in your spirit. So again, we've talked a little bit before about the healing that comes through this process. I think a lot of times God doesn't even show us the wounds we have because we would be so distracted and condemning and angry. But none of us had perfect parents, and none of our parents had perfect parents, and none of our grandparents had perfect parents. All the way back to Adam and Eve, come into this world lacking. And we did not get what we needed growing up. Now, some had better circumstances than others. But whatever your circumstance, on a scale of 1 to 10, it was a 10. Say if the worst thing that ever happened to you is you had to share a bedroom with a sibling. That's the worst thing in your life that ever happened to you. Well, that's your 10. Somebody else, they were only alive on this earth for a few days. That was their 10. And they died a miserable death. It's not a competition. Whatever your 10 is, that's your 10. This is not a competition. Whatever your circumstances are, you need healing. So you may have friends or family that did have really terrible experiences. And you may think of your own wounds as, you know, well, geez, compared to so-and-so, this is nothing. It's not nothing. It's not nothing to God. He wants you healed. He wants you whole. And he gets what he wants. One point or another, it's going to get healed. Let's learn to deal with these things. Get healed. Let them come to the surface. Experience the pain that often comes with the healing. Let's go through it when he says it's time. And most often when you're thinking of it, when you're experiencing the pain, when it's intruding on your life, odds are that's when it's a good time. That's when he wants to heal it. So Lord, we ask you right now, if there's been areas where we've been, instead of turning to you for healing, we've tried to take care of it ourselves or gut it out, or we didn't think it was important enough to go to you to ask for healing. Lord, we just ask that you bring that to our attention right now. And then, Lord, we just ask that you heal that situation. You heal that wound, that memory, that even that physical occurrence, Lord. Whatever it is that needs to be healed, we just ask you to heal it right now. And we thank you. Because the healing of our soul and our body is what makes us able to receive. And we've talked about overcoming our soul, getting its own way. It's soul, our soul strength, our flesh. We talked about the Russian nesting dolls. That, you know, you don't even know what you're really like because you've got so many defense mechanisms and self-protection and getting your own needs met. You're carrying your own control center around with you. And God is slowly taking one layer away at a time so that you can receive life and that more abundantly. But we've also overcome the world system because Jesus has already overcome the world system in our spirit being. However, our soul and body have not yet walked this out experientially. So God creates specific circumstances designed for each of one of us to learn through failure, through mistake, how to depend on him. so that we are overcoming the world system in him and through him. Your spirit has already overcome the world in its entirety, but your soul has not. But it started to. So we are looking to learn how to live as spirit beings, overcome our flesh, overcome the world system. We have no idea what that's going to look like. But there's an anticipation, again, that it will be worth the discomfort, the awkward circumstances that it's going to take to learn how to live as spirit beings that are not bound by the world system. As you learn to know God, he will automatically teach you how to live above this world system. Now, the world system has a life of its own and will put up a fight to keep us from learning to rest in knowing God in his time and his way. So this world system isn't just going to go, oh, okay, you're ignoring me, you're living above me, you're not bound by my laws. That's fine. No. The world system will try to drag you back. There will be peer pressure and time pressure and even contention with the world standards as we set our face, our soul, to follow the Lord and receive his life. Now, this is part of a process that we all go through. But we're going to go through it. It's going to look different for each one of us, and we're going to experience things in a different order and to a different degree. Don't take it personally. If you're working on overcoming an area of your life where you've seen someone else go through the same type of thing and it took them a month to get through it, and you seem to be it taking years, don't take it personally. This is exactly what God wanted for you. But we're also overcoming Satan. And again, he's a real thing. He's a real being, and all his little buddies are real beings, and they have real power, and they have real authority. But we have really already overcome them. Again, think of them as bacteria. Some bacteria, wash your hands, soak in water, they're dead. Some, you need stronger medication. You need to take better precautions. Sometimes you need help. But we don't take it personally. We look at how we're vulnerable, and we deal with it. We don't take it personally. But we recognize that Jesus has already overcome the devil, but he's left him around to reveal to us where we are depending on our own strength. And we will take it up here next week and start again looking at our responsibility in light of what God is committed to in our lives. This is all about letting God have his way so that he can have what he wants in our lives, and recognizing that what that is will be well-pleasing for us. So thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Rainer's Radio. Have a great night.